Hey, welcome to the Creative Classroom Podcast. I'm your host, John Spencer. I'm a former middle school teacher, current college professor, and the author of the book Launch, which is about creativity and design thinking. And I am passionate about seeing schools embrace creativity and wonder, which is why in this podcast we explore the intersection between student learning and, you guessed it, creativity. So, in this podcast, we're going to explore this question of what happens to student behavior when you incorporate more choice and freedom, and what happens in particular when it is a hard group of students. Can you still pull it off? Well, I'm going to tell a little story. My hardest year of teaching involved a sixth grade self-contained class about 4 years ago. Somehow I got off on the wrong foot. I had been an instructional coach in the district, and I felt on some level that I could handle any classroom situation. I was the expert. I knew what I was doing, or so I thought. But I was wrong. Dead wrong. I had never had a group interrupt me, yell at each other, and throw things on the first day of school. They weren't naturally bad. I don't believe this about any group of kids. But they had been together for 3 to 6 years, depending on how long they'd been in the program, and they'd experienced 2 straight years with a string of subs and no permanent teacher. In fact, they kind of bragged about the fact that they had got their last teacher to quit. I responded poorly. I yelled at my class, which is embarrassing now, but felt even more embarrassing back then. I remember apologizing to the group, and they simply didn't know how to respond. I had moments when I checked out, paralyzed by my inability to lead this group. It was humbling. I mean, humbling to the core, and I didn't know what to do. And so in the process, about a week into school, I restricted student choice. We scrapped our Geek Out projects and the Genius Hour after they talked over me during the directions and used this independent time to just talk to each other and be social, or more likely to cause trouble. I cut our first design thinking project short when I decided they couldn't handle it. They weren't putting in the effort. I switched to highly structured assignments. I went super rigid with the rules, but things got worse, way worse, and they were openly defiant. I didn't want to provide choice with a class that couldn't handle it. And I thought that getting tougher and restricting choice was the solution. However, 2 weeks later, as we began blogging, I noticed something different. I gave them some student choice. I wasn't even thinking about it, but I figured with blogging, you couldn't blog well without incorporating student choice, so we had it. And I noticed something. They were fully engaged. They were on task. They weren't angels. They still caused a little bit of problems, but a few of them were playing games on their devices, and some of them were talking to each other. But they seemed like an entirely different class. And there was a difference, a big difference. They were beginning to buy in. Slowly, I started adding more student choice. We did a cardboard challenge and a design project. I added a few of these MacGyver-style projects where they get a certain number of items in a box and they have 45 minutes to an hour to solve a hard problem. I would do divergent thinking exercises with them. And the class remained difficult for the entire first semester. I still had moments when I lost my cool and had to apologize. And yet, the more they felt empowered, the better they behaved. And I bring that up because actually by the second semester, they were doing pretty well. And when I had these same students in my journalism and computer classes where we had an insane amount of freedom, they embraced that and they were self-directed, and they were amazing in the 7th and 8th grade. And it was a reminder of the value of student choice. Looking back at this experience, I realized a critical mistake I had made. I had treated student choice as a privilege that I could add or take away depending upon the behavior of the entire class. I had assumed it was better to start with more restrictions and slowly give freedom as we moved along. Students responded with resentment, anger, defiance, you name it. And I responded poorly to their response by getting even angrier. It wasn't pretty, and I'm not proud of it. The truth is, I had been terrified of student choice. I knew it could work with a typical class, but this was not a typical class. This was a really, really hard class. You know, could student choice work in a group where I'm regularly missing 4 to 5 students a week for suspensions that happened in the playground? Things like fighting and graffiti and drug possession and weapons possessions. I was scared that autonomy would lead to anarchy. And I was also proud and a little bit arrogant. I had a positive reputation in my district, and suddenly I was struggling. I didn't want to be found out, and I felt powerless, and so I tried to micromanage, just being terrified that if anyone knew I was having a hard time, that somehow I would become less of a teacher. And yet, when I began to incorporate student choice, things really started to change. It began with little things, like the design projects, and it grew into having students selecting their own strategies, choosing their own intervention, and engaging in self-assessment. It took time to teach them about student choice, and it took time for them to adjust to this freedom. But it took even longer for me to trust my students and to trust this idea that student choice was the solution and not the problem. See, I no longer believe that choice is a privilege. I believe it is a fundamental right. It is something that all students need, but more importantly, it is something that works. It can feel risky to empower a student who misbehaves. However, it is worth the risk. I've learned that so many students labeled for years as being bad kids do amazing things when they feel empowered to own their own learning and to be different. And so, can student choice work with a difficult class? Yeah, it can. In fact, not only would I say it can, but I would say it will, and that it is the absolute answer to difficult classes. It is something that all students need, perhaps the worst behaved even more so than the best behaved. The kids who are not naturally compliant, the ones who don't buy into school, the ones who the system isn't working for, they need choice. They need autonomy. They need someone to respect their agency as learners. And it works. Hey, thank you for listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you like the podcast, if you find it helpful at all, would you please go onto iTunes and leave a review? That helps other people find this podcast. And that's kind of a fun way for you to show your love. The music is from binsound.com. They have some great free music. You can use it on a lot of presentations, videos, things like that. So just go check that out too as well. Thanks a lot for listening.